Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I can hardly think, my heart's beating so. That and playing the saxophone? Come on.
Go ahead, Mateo. Go ahead. Let me ask you, when you going back out on the road, man? When you going back out on the road?
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
Where you get that from, Sears and Kinston? That's sharp, man.
I have no idea. I came up, this is upstairs in my place, and it's much, much, much colder up here than it is down there where I hang, because I just hang up for the TV all the time. And so I need to find something to put over my arm to cover my arm, because it's cold up here. And this is what stood out when I went in this other room.
Well, I tell you what, when I first heard about me possibly met your daughter on the airplane. She's a flight attendant. She told me who she was and told me who you were. And I said, I have got to talk to him. Now, I got to introduce you. Said, Mateo Parker, a great saxophonist from Kinston, North Carolina, played with James Brown. But the thing I didn't know you played with Prince.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I can't give you the years, but yeah.
Started right around 2000 or something like that. Yeah, off and on. Yeah.
Now they say, Macy, I'm going to ask you, though, this is kind of one of them loaded questions. What was your favorite song?
Where? I mean.
Anytime.
You know what?
Anything you played or James played or, you know.
Maybe if I had to answer that, Cold Sweat Jump comes to mind. You remember Cold Sweat?
Yeah. Come on, man. You had like, yes.
Yeah. I think that's probably what I would probably push that as my number one, I think.
Now, I know you probably saw it, but did you see the movie Get Up that was about James Brown? Did you ever see that movie?
Probably.
Yeah, we saw it together.
Yeah, Kevin said, we saw it. That's when I said probably.
Yeah, it was with Chad Bozeman, and he talked about all these things about what James Brown played, and if you were late, James Brown charged you what, a yard? Is that what it was? If you were late for any session, or if you were off key?
I can't remember what the fine was, but he would come up. He didn't have like a set rule. You know what I mean? It's just whatever he just happened to think of come to his head. Like, okay, $25, $50, $100, whatever. So it wasn't like a set thing, but it taught you to try not to go against the rules, whatever they were, you know, like being late and too loud and whatever.
Tell me how you met James, because the story was that he came through Kinston on the Chitlin circuit and met your brother Melvin, and then he said you had to go with it.
I would say that's really close to how, but I don't think about these things all the time, so it's just hard. say exactly. But yeah, I would kind of go along with that one.
Do you remember your first time that you, you know, just jumping around, but your first time you met Prince? How was he?
Well, Prince was into the James Brown stuff. So he, you know, like people, right before to introduce the sax solos, James would always say, Maceo, Maceo. So if you're singing James Brown songs, then you also singing somewhere, Maceo, Maceo. So you got to get a Maceo in your group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It became part of the thing, the way they introduced me. And I think with anyone starting with Prince, other than James, it sort of became, if it's good enough for Prince, if it's good enough for James Brown, then it's got to be good enough for me. I'll do the same thing. Basically, yo, come on, brother, blow your horn, do your thing.
I mean, as a Kingstonian,
right?
I was proud to hear that, and surprised actually. I didn't know you were from Kingston. Until my mom told me. My mom went to Akin High School. I think that's where you went to school, right? You went to Akin High School, segregated during that time, and my mom went to school there. And to know that you were from Kingston was just shocking to me. You know, somebody had made it out of Kingston, gave me the ambition to get out of Kingston myself.
Yeah, man. But the funny thing is, I come around right back here.
Home is where the heart is, though. Home is where the heart is.
Yep.
Your family seems like they're so in tune to you, man. Your son beside you, your daughter. Like you just have a great family and a great support system right now as you get a little bit older.
Yeah.
Or I should say a little bit younger.
Yeah, well, I smile. I have something to smile about every day, man, believe it or not. You know, it's sometimes the way, it's almost like dominoes. You like you line up the dominoes and one falls. And even though you are, how can I say, you are, if and when you line those dominoes up, and you know, once you hit one, all of them gonna fall, but somehow it's still exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of my career came to be. You know, like whatever step I did, whatever decision I made, whoever I decided to work with or whatever, however it goes, it was all good. It was all a plus, you know, and it was cool. But then a lot of the artists that came behind after James Brown, you know, with Maceo, that's the way that, you know, we get ready to get this guy. That became the thing, man.
There were so many hit songs. And then I learned after that you had your own group. That was out there, and you had some songs that were. And actually, now get me if I'm wrong. Now, was there somebody said you did some? Had a jazz album out one time or not?
That's what I think attracted the people like Prince and all of that. Because I think if he only heard or only knew my straight ahead, what you sometimes you call jazz, and all that.
Who came up with that though? Who came up with Maceo? Who did James Brown start that, or how did that first arrive? James, and I always hear right in the middle of it, Maceo. Who made that up? Who did it come from?
James just came up with that because around with blow. Maceo want you to blow. What is it in the ghetto, brother, where you were born? That maybe that would teach you how to blow your horn or play your horn or something like that.
Well, first of all, you weren't born in the ghetto. That's Kingston. You weren't born in the ghetto in Kingston. What street you born on? Come on.
Oh yeah. No, there used to be a street called Railroad.
Yeah.
Out near the Ice House.
Yes.
Is in fact what even paved.
Wow.
Railroad Street.
Was that the street that ran right through the middle? I mean, when the train used to come right through the middle of Kinston? Because I lived on Chestnut Street. I grew up on Chestnut Street.
Right.
And right in the middle over there. And we were doing the time of the 60s and the 50s when it was total segregation.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money? Cut back on expensive takeout and delivery and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how fast, easy, and affordable it is to whip up a restaurant-quality meal right in your own kitchen. No matter your lifestyle or meal preferences, HelloFresh has recipes sure to please everyone at your table. From fit and wholesome to veggie or family-friendly, you'll always find something even the pickiest eaters will enjoy. What I also love about HelloFresh is the types of ingredients that you get shipped to your doorstep you would never implement into your daily meals. Trust me, they're delicious, they're affordable, and it's so easy to make. Go to HelloFresh.com/cornbread65 and use the code cornbread65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/cornbread65. Get yourself 65% off plus free shipping when you cook with HelloFresh. That's HelloFresh.com/cornbread65. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Let me ask you this. Were you in the Akin High School band?
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you played any kind of instrument, that's where you want to. I mean, you would hopefully end up in a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pride in that. There was a guy named Banks who happened to play saxophone.
Okay.
And I used to just hang, listening. Cause he was, I can't remember where he's from, but he was great.
One thing I remember, and you'll have to tell me this, and I was a little boy, but were you in the Kinston Christmas parade? Cause the marching band always brought Santa Claus in, and Akin band was like always the last one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just. You know, became part of how it's done. You know, and maybe that's somebody could say, well, hopefully we saved the best for last. but that's how it was done. And it was a great pride because growing up in a family where, you know, you have like the little gig bands and whatever. We just try to imitate, you know, our uncle. In fact, they were called the Blue Notes and we were called the Junior Blue Notes.
Wow. Wow.
And whatever they played, we played. And that's how it all started.
I'm gonna ask your son this. I'm gonna stop you for a minute. You tell me what dad meant to you as a national celebrity. I mean, this is crazy stuff, man.
You know, I've received that question several times. And for the first few years that people would ask me that, I would have to really think because to us, he was dad.
Daddy.
You know, yeah. He was the person that made sure we did our homework. He was the person that made sure we stayed out of trouble. He was the person that made sure that we listened to mom. You got to do right because that's dad.
Okay.
But I tell you when I really first started to understand that he was an international figure, I had a part-time job one time and I was at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I was stocking shelves, aisle, talking. And so they said, hey, you know the new guy that was just hired? And the other guy said, yes. And he said, well, that's Maceo Parker's son. And the other guy said, no, it ain't no way, man. That ain't Maceo Parker's son. He said, how can Maceo Parker have a son when he's on the road all the time? So I was thinking to myself, man, that guy's not even going to know who he's talking about. But he certainly knew. He said, oh, yeah, I know Maceo Parker, but I don't believe that's his son. And he said, well, come on, we can ask him. And they came over and asked me, and sure enough, you know. So that's when I really began to realize that why.
Now, let me ask you this in front of your dad, Kevin. Did dad have that Kinston hand where something got wrong, or he used a switch, or was the belt? Which one was it?
Well, to be honest with you, my mother was the disciplinarian. I lost my mother back in 2019. But growing up, now dad, the only thing he had to do was tell us one time. We knew straighten up. But because, you see, I have two brothers. And once we started to get a little tall and, you know, started to get a little big, you know how they say you start smelling yourself a little bit, right? Yeah. But now, yeah. My mother was a small little lady. So she would tell us, I don't care how big you get. I don't care how tall you get. You're going to do what I say. Otherwise, I'm going to knock you out.
Well, let me ask you, do you think you have a mark on your body someplace from your mom from back in the day? You got to be something on your arm or your leg or something. Or you ducking
I'm
from,
be fifth
I,
now.
I had one across my forehead while I was ducking from my mom, and she tried to hit me, and I hit my head on the corner of the stove. So I do have a mark. So I just wondered, do you have a mark someplace?
No, I don't think so. I don't. You know, I probably had it so long, I probably just forgot how I got it. You know.
Wow!
But another thing I will tell you about my father. Growing up, he never pushed any of us into music. You know, if that was something that we wanted to do, then fine, he was there to support us. But he really. Preach education. There are six of us. I have five siblings. And all of us have college degrees.
Wow.
Every one of us. So he pushed education, and you know, we tried, you know, we played a little bit, you know, on the side a little bit, you know, here and there. But because his focus was on education, that's kind of what we did.
Let me ask you this and just talk to you. Do you think it's intimidating having a father like that when you talk about music? And it's like, I have a son, and they always said, Dad, I never wanted to play basketball because I know I would never. I'm like, well, I want. And I was like, your dad, I never pushed him towards it. I would help my boys, but it was just so intimidating having a legend as a dad.
Well, you know what? I played saxophone coming up, and I would always tell people, my father's the reason why I played saxophone, and he's also the reason why I quit.
Why is that? Why did you, wait a minute, let me get this started. Why did you quit?
I'll start with the reason why I played. You know, like most little boys, they wanted to be like their dad.
Yeah.
And so I saw my father, he played saxophone, loved the way it sounded. So I, you know, I naturally began to play saxophone. So growing up, he would come into, we had a music room in the house that we were living in at the time. And, he would come down into the music room and play saxophone with me.
Wow.
And I would look and like, man, I'd never be able to make this. Well, I played through middle school, through high school, a couple of years of college. And, when I went there, that I received more than anything else was, can you play like your dad? And I started to say, you know, what I really wanted to say to them was, man, what you think? So I felt like I could never measure up to that level. So I said, you know what? Maybe I better make my own way here in this world.
It's to me, but, it's just so fascinating the facets that we go through. Listen, and even now, listen to your dad to see how sharp he is when it comes to music. And as you get older, like my mom, you start to forget certain things, but he still seems like he's tied to that music. Does he ever grab, when he gets back, I just want to ask, does he ever grab that saxophone and play anymore?
Not much anymore, no. But I will tell you this, all the way up until when COVID hit, over here, I guess that would be March of 2020. In fact, when COVID hit, he was on tour overseas.
Wow.
And they had to cut the tour short. They came back home. And since then, man, he's been retired. He's just been relaxing at home ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. And just a few months prior to that, December of 2019, my mother, his wife, died. So within a matter of a few months, you know, wife gone, COVID hit, so music was gone. So, you know, that was two big blows. So ever since then, man, he's just kind of been retired and just kind of, like you said, you know, he just sits downstairs in front of his big screen TV and watches Westerns and just relaxes.
Well, I see he's a little busy now, but, you know, dude, I just wanted to thank you, man, and thank Dad for, you know, being on with me. You know, I wish him all the best in the world. And when I get back to, when I get back to Kinston, I want to take him out to lunch and see what I can learn from him. I know he's still eating that barbecue down there.
I think every now and then he eats a little barbecue. Did you want me to show him this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just went. I don't know how well you can see this, but this is a bunch of my family members. He's just very proud. In fact, my sister, the one that you met, is this one right here. I know it's kind of small on my phone, but he's very proud of you know, all of his children, grandchildren. You know, we, like I said, we have a large family. We're kind of close. So he's very proud of that. So if anybody comes to the house or on the phone or on Zoom or anything like this, you know, he wants to show pictures of the family.
Well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, you tell him, Mr. Parker, Maceo Parker of James Brown fame, of Prince's fame. You know, man, it was such a pleasure having you guys on with me. And hey, I wish him nothing but the luck in this world. Now, when he sits back down, I want to say goodbye, and you know, make sure you understand. Maceo, when I get back to town, get to Kinston, my mom still lives there too. And so so I'm going to come over to your house and I'm going to take you out to lunch. And I want to learn that much more from you. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring a little camera crew so we can sit down and talk even more, man. I love this. I love the interaction with this great Kinstonian that, you know, a lot of people didn't even know.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. But you know what? You talking about a great Kinstonian. We are talking to a great Kinstonian, man. We want to know more about you, brother. Yeah, man. And let me say say this. I know, you know, this whole thing was about him, but let me say this. You know, we've had Jerry Stackhouse, Reginald Bullock, Brandon Ingram, and there's probably a few more, but and Charles Shackelford, you know. But if we go all the way back in the day, man, you were the one that really, really started that whole Kinston to the NBA thing, man.
Well, watch how I'm going to do this. Macy, yo, come on, blow for me. That was me coming to Kinston. It was my way of, that's what we did. We played ball all the time. My proudest moments ever when I went to an all-black school, Akron High School, and my first year there in 1970, was the last year it was there, and then it got integrated. But the pride of a homecoming game, oh my God, you know, just everybody stopping, the girls getting their hair done, having the band, having the game, having the dances at Holloway. Kinston was an unbelievable place for me. It was a place that I enjoyed. I grew up, and I still constantly call it home. And, you know, I was born there. Born and raised in Kinston. I was born at Parrott Hospital, the only black hospital that was there that they tore down many, many, many moons ago. So
I know where it is. I know where the...
Unbelievable. Yeah. Hey.
Now let me ask you something, man. Don't you have a brother named Ronnie Joe?
Yeah.
Now where is he?
Ronnie's here in Boston right now. He's been living here in Boston. Oh. Yeah, he's been living here in Boston for the last, gosh, I want to say 25, 30 years. Okay. And he's kind of made a home. I'm here in Boston, but my roots right now are in Kinston. And then Charlotte, I really consider that home. I want to end this by asking you one other question, though, about somebody famous, too, about Ray Charles, because that was during your heyday. Ray Charles and James Brown, them dudes put out a record every week. You dudes, it wasn't like a month. You put out a record every week, and I was at the shop buying it every week. So how was it also with a guy like that, you know, to see Ray Charles, another living legend?
Well, and one thing that happened to me, I don't think you know this, is that once he passed away, one of the guys named Steve Sigmund played trombone in that Ray Charles band, got in touch with me somehow. And out of that reunion, I headed the remaining Ray Charles group, including the Raylettes. And I mean, that's hard to believe, but it's true.
Wow.
You know, and I don't know, maybe it's singing or something, that you give your hand to me and then say hello. I can hardly think, I hardly beat it so. That and playing the saxophone? Come on.
Go ahead, Mateo. Go ahead. Let me ask you, when you going back out on the road, man? When you going back out on the road?
I really enjoyed working with that Ray Charles. Steve Sigmund did out of somewhere in Florida. Played trombone, I think. Heard about me and came to see me and said, hey man, blah, blah, and we sat. And before you knew it, I was in front of that Ray Charles, Ray Charles band, you know, doing Ray Charles.
Wow. Well, guys, I know, you know, I don't want to hold any more of your time. I do appreciate you. Thank you guys very much for being on my podcast. I'm gonna put this out during Black History, man, because so many young cats, man, would want to know, you know, about the great Maceo Parker and, you know, some of the stories. And I love that last song, though. That really got me. I'm trying to figure out how we can record that, you know, that Ray Charles song you just sang and put it out something like that. get some money paid off. So, guys, thank you very much. And I'm going to end it now, and we'll see you later. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Maxwell. We appreciate it.
All right. God bless you.
Take care. All right. Take
care. Yeah, man.